Hi everyone, and welcome to week four of the Looped Peninsula Digital Marketing Academy. We're now jumping into our first social network, and we are beginning with Facebook. And we're going to go through a number of things today. We'll continue with Facebook next week also, because it is a Goliath. We're going to look at Facebook use by the numbers, also the algorithm. We're going to look at Facebook pages, your own or competitors, and do a bit of an audit. Looking through your Facebook strategy and what you should be thinking about, ways to increase organic reach. So that's when you're not spending money in advertising, a tour of Facebook Creator Studio, understanding Facebook Business Manager, and then an extra bit of time on competitor analysis. Also to say that at 11 a.m., we are going to be having a masterclass on Shopify. So that will be part two of today's session, and I'm going to record these separately. So in the Learning Hub this afternoon, you will find Facebook marketing part one, and then you'll also find the Shopify masterclass. The other thing that I want to start doing, and I hope this doesn't become an animal, but I think it's really useful, and I've done this in other classes, is that these sessions are really useful, of course, and they're recorded and they're put up in the Learning Hub. But sometimes there are tactical how-tos that we need to know when we're completing or we're actively engaging in digital marketing. And so I want to create the how-to series for the Hub. And this is going to be very much driven by you guys. And so what I'd invite you to do starting today is to put your how-to requests in chat. So these are going to be very, very short how-to video tutorials where I share my screen, but I'm going to label them and title them so they will be easily found within each module. So when we have, like today, it's week four with Facebook, the Facebook how-to videos will sit there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great. Fantastic. So I'll be watching chat, and I'll be downloading chat at the end of the session to get those from you. Facebook is a real dominator in the social media market, and it's probably no surprise. It's been around now for 11 years, and here is its global reach. And it's got 2.5 billion people out of a population of about 7.5 billion in the world using the platform, quickly followed by YouTube, which is owned by Google. And then have a look at the other Facebook companies, WhatsApp, Messenger, and then Instagram. WeChat is sitting here, but this is the single social network that's used in China. And of course, given the population of that country, you can see that it has a mass user base. So Facebook is a real dominant social network. And often I still get asked, you know, Joanne, is Facebook dead? Is it going to go anywhere? Is it going to be overtaken by another platform? And I think we should all just remember its stature in the social media use by numbers. But not only that, it's about its innovation. It's constantly innovating and introducing features that consumers begin to favor. So for example, TikTok was the most downloaded app in the world this year. But then about 2 months ago, Instagram decided to introduce Reels, which is an exact rival to TikTok. So Facebook's innovation and their ability to add new features based on consumer behavior means that it's going to be around for a very long time. Let's look at Facebook's dominance in Ireland. And this is a nice resource for you. It's called NapoleonCat.com. And you can get stats for LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube here for absolutely free. And they update them in real time. So looking at September's users of Facebook right here in Ireland, 3.3 million. That's 67%. Of our entire population, the majority being women, marginally at 54%, and people aged 25 to 34 are the largest user group, which might come as a surprise to many people when you there people say, you know, Facebook, young people don't hang out there, it's not relevant anymore. But in fact, that's not really correct. And in fact, Facebook, and I said this to Facebook when they were at my event 2 years ago, when I studied over 300 organizations in Ireland, and I found that local Facebook pages outperformed national or international Facebook pages. And the reason for that is that Facebook was almost like your local newspaper and your local radio station combined. And it really is all about community and building up a community of people that are interested in what you're interested in. So Facebook is right at the heart of our social media activity in Ireland, but also right across the world. So let's jump into chat and let me ask you, is Facebook your number one social network to drive your business or your organization's goals? Because for many people, it's not, right? I'm a business to business, and it's definitely not my number one platform. So let's see here. Whoa, fast and furious this morning. Let's see. It looks as yes. Martina says yes. Paul says yes, as does Annabelle. Frances, no, I don't like Facebook. Okay, well, we'll talk about that, Frances. Mary says yes. Kim, so far, yes. Carmel, yes for now. Chila says yes. Robert, yes. Mark and Cormac and Tony says yes. Grania, no, Instagram would be, and then I would share posts and stories on Facebook from Instagram. Okay, great, Grania. Liz says locally, yes, nationally and internationally, Insta. Okay, great understanding of your audience there. Fiona says yes, followed by Instagram. Blana says yes, use it more for voluntary groups than business. Yeah, I can see that and why you would. Anya says yes. Rosie, personally, Instagram works better than Facebook. Luke says his Facebook page. Mags, yes, very big for me, uploading my trad music really and advertising. And Eileen says yes, so does Martina. Deirdre is not sure. Sive says yes. And Treya says used to be, but Instagram is working better now. And Tiernan says yes. Okay, so the majority of you, probably no surprise, stating that Facebook is your number one social network. Another maybe 20% cohort saying that Instagram is now becoming a platform that is getting you more traction. And then there's a couple of unsures and a couple of no's, but I know myself and my business, I'm there, but it's not a place where I hang out to try and drive business. The algorithm is almost like the bane of Facebook marketers' lives. And this algorithm changes all the time. And the reason that it does is that it has to control the amount of content that is displayed. On average, every day, we are getting 1,500 pieces of content in our Facebook newsfeed. But guess what? They've now added a second newsfeed called Watch. And that is all for videos, because over two years ago, Facebook ran out of space to display all the video content that was being produced. And of course, they're asking us to produce more video content. So we really are at the mercy of the algorithm. So let's understand what the algorithm is looking for and how we can get engagement. So they're actually looking for what they call emotional resonance. Now, we've spoken all about content and the emotional sweet spot of you having a conversation with your ideal customer or your ideal follower, but also sharing content that is promotional or that seeks to engage somebody, okay, to build up know, like, and trust. So that's why it's important that I spend all that time over the first initial weeks going through that, because this is true for every single social network. You need emotional resonance with your followers, and it's done through content. So here are the four factors that a Facebook uses to rank content to get visibility on newsfeed, because there is no guarantee that everybody that follows you is going to see your content, because it's just not possible. So the algorithm controls what content you see on newsfeed. So Facebook then looks at all the posts available to display on one given day. Okay, so think about those 2.4 billion people who are sharing posts, or the 3.2 million people in Ireland who are sharing Facebook posts today. There are competitors. Facebook then looks for signals to see what post we're all sharing. Then it makes a prediction on how users will react to each post. And then content gets a final score. So translating that into what we need to know about our Facebook marketing, things like view time, so the time of day that I actually saw your content, the story type, the time you posted, and other what they describe as non-active metrics. These are passive signals, okay? What really matters to Facebook and to the algorithm are what we call active signals. So this is what you need to get from your content. And if you're not getting this from your content, then that is it's like a red flag to you going, you know, this isn't working. I need to change it up. And that's really, really important. If you are not getting comments, replies, likes, shares, video views, or link clicks, stop doing what you're doing. It's the best piece of advice that I can give you. And, you know, we can't blame the social network. We really have to go back to the content. And you'll say, people don't like this content. And, you know, when you get a non-response from your content, you know, we feel bad about it, right? It hurts our ego. We probably put effort into the content, but take the teaching moment. Don't waste any more time and start doing something different. That's really, really important. So when Facebook posts are getting comments, replies, likes, shares, video views, and link clicks, that is a signal to the algorithm that your audience really like your content. Georgia says someone on Facebook recently said not to use the sad or mad emoji as Facebook was penalizing posts with these on them, ? So Facebook right now is engaged in a lot of moderation against hate speech. And obviously the sad or the angry emoji might be seen as a signal to moderators that your content, and if your copy matches the angry face or the sad face, so let's say, I really hate your business, then that's going to impact perhaps on your content getting through the algorithm. There's a lot of work right now around that area. It's also election time in the United States and other places around the world. So again, you know, it's just being careful about your copy. So 6 ways to prompt active signals from your community. So start testing these over the next week.
Make maybe, sure. Maybe just explain the word copy. It's not a.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. So copy means basically the text, the words that you write on your posts. Okay. So that's it's a digital marketing term. Copy basically just means words or text. So focus on your audience with Just Like Me content. What is that content that is a sweet spot for what they're interested in, what might trigger them, and how you can solve it, or what value you can give with your knowledge? Secondly, you need to start conversations, because a conversation is a two-way thing. So if I'm asking a question, I'm expecting an answer. And that will give you active signals. People will comment, they'll tag their friends, they'll like, they'll share. So really try and prompt conversation. And at least one post a week should be about, you know, the big question. And one of the tips that I give to all my students is start turning your social media calendar into content features. And that just means that you are deliberate in the type of content that you're putting out there. It also means that you're consistent with the type of content that you're putting out there. So if after today you decide that once a week you are going to prompt and start a conversation on Facebook, then make that a content feature in your content calendar and give it a name. A content feature always has a name, and it usually happens on the same day or at the same time every week so that your audience become accustomed to it. So what might be your big conversation starter? Put it in chat. I'm gonna start with mine. There's an example of a conversation starter and a content feature that I would introduce. So it's your how-to social media questions answered. So I might go on and I might introduce this as a live stream. I might do it as a video. I might put up an image or a photograph and then add my text and say, here I am for the big question of the week, where you ask me questions and I answer them. And the theme this week is your how-to social media questions answered. Off you go. So what big conversation starter could you have every week on your Facebook page? Because if you think about it, how much conversation happens on Instagram? Usually you get a love heart like, you get it a couple of emojis, or you get, you know, a one-liner going, that's great, well done. Facebook is much more conversational, okay? So let's see what you've got. Mag says, local historical stories are old photos which people love to talk about. Mags, I love that. I love that. Imagine one content feature a week being a local historical story, but each week you focus on a place, okay? Sheila says, IWDG, fluky facts every Monday, facts about species and its and it starts with a question every time. Okay, great. Robert, I love this. Do you know your loop head? That's a brilliant one, because people are going to say, yeah, of course I do. And then it kind of gets competitive. Martin, what's on in the loop? I love it. Okay, great. Even in level 5. Mags, this past week, I put up an old school photo and they are still talking. Can I tell you, I need to share this in the hub. I'm just going to take a note. TalkWalker, in conjunction with HubSpot, this week released a global report called the Top 10 Social Media Marketing Trends of 2021. And nostalgia marketing appears in either, I think, 5 or 6. So Mags, you are already engaging in nostalgia marketing with that. So well done. So I'm going to put the 2021 social media trends report in the Learning Hub, and that's going to feature in week 4. And interestingly, I contributed to that report, and my prediction sits at number 2, but it's about government and public sector and fake news. Grania says, top tips, and then ask them to tag a person below who might need it. Yeah, brilliant. And that gets you the viral spread, Grania. Fiona, Christmas cooking tips from our kitchen team. Oh, this will go brilliantly. Yeah. And I'd say start on the 1st of November, because everybody is considering bringing Christmas forward this year. And of course, remember, your tips to your content could be video, and or, you know, so maybe you're using your phone and your piece to camera and saying, here, you know, do you know your loop head? And then, you know, Robert asks a question. So that's brilliant. I love that. So conversation starters are really important. Build that into your Facebook content calendar. Advertising, we are going to get to, but a little tip if you have an advertising budget. If you have a post that is getting early organic momentum, so it's getting likes and comments, just like the old photo that you put up that they're still talking about, that is an absolute ideal piece of content to advertise. Now, people disagree with me on this and they say, Joanne, why would I put money behind a high performing organic post? And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you? Because this is guaranteed to reach and engage a broader audience. And also the cost per engagement is going to be lower because it is emotionally resonating with the audience. So number four, Facebook's algorithm is also looking out for clickbait type content. So like this post if, share this post if. You have to be a little more creative with your copy, with how you write your words. And what you guys have actually put in chat there is precisely how you should be writing, okay? The next thing is produce more video and live streams. Facebook will naturally open up the algorithm when video is added and when you go live. That's really, really important. And because you guys are going to be video creators extraordinaires on the back of this academy, then don't waste the opportunity to be leading out front on Facebook with your video content. And then finally, we're going to look at how our content performs, okay? And I'm going to show you how to look at that. And if your content isn't performing very well, or there are some types of posts that aren't performing, then change it up, okay? We always look at the numbers to give us what I describe as actionable insights. So an insight is telling me something about my content. And on the basis of knowing that, I then take an action. And the action is on poor performing content, you actually change it up. You try something new. If your community love video, then why wouldn't 90% of your content be video? You give your audience more of what they want, not more of what you think they want. Deirdre says, did you say previously that you can pre-record live videos that would still post as live? Yes, I did. And I will show you how to do that today, Deirdre. Okay, the next thing we need to do is we need to think about our goals and what I call our key performance indicators. And I'm going to show you exactly some examples. With any social network, you have to understand why you're there, and you have to be there for a purpose. And so that is your job, to set your goals and your KPIs. Here are some examples. You can take mine or you can tweak mine. We always want to grow our accounts. The reason we want to grow our accounts is that the more people that we have following us, the more potential we have to get more eyeballs on our content. And that's called reach and impressions. So the more followers we have, the more reach and impressions that we get. So if I want to grow my account, growing my account is my goal. My key performance indicator, so a KPI, is actually a metric, a measure of success to prove or disprove whether I've reached my goal or not. Okay, and this is very important that we do this in digital marketing, because everything is transparent and everything is measurable. And we don't want to lie to ourselves, okay? So the first goal might be to grow your account and then put a number on it. So let's say you have 2,000 followers on your Facebook page and you are setting a target for the next 12 months of 10 to 15% growth, then you might be adding about 300, 350 followers to your page. And when you have a goal, you're more likely to achieve it because you have it written down. So grow. As we're going through this, I'll then get you at the end to add in what your Facebook goals are for the next 12 months. Engage. Engage is a really important metric. Engagement means the percentage of people that follow your page compared to the number of people who actually like, share, comment, watch, click on your content. So this is proof that your content is resonating. A 1% engagement rate on Facebook is deemed amazing. It seems really, really low, but that's the reality of Facebook. And that's why Facebook can be a difficult social network, because you're only potentially reaching 1% of your audience at any one time. Often people aren't even getting this far, but if you're exceeding it, you are maybe in the top 5%. So you've got to set an engagement KPI for yourself. If you're creating video, you've got to then set a target of how many video views per month you want to get. So let's say you're going to produce 10 videos a month and your aim is to get 500 video views per video, that's 5,000 video views. So that's quite impressive. And again, we're breaking down success. We're naming what success looks like for us. These numbers you can tweak, of course. Personalization is really big on Facebook. And that's basically bringing people behind the scenes of your organization, of your business, of your community, of Looped. And this is where stories come in. So stories are vertical content. We'll have a look at them today in the Creator Studio. And it's a great way to create video, but without any pre-production or post-production. And the best sort of stories that get highest engagement are actually those where people are talking, where you put your phone up to your screen and you go, hey, I'm going on a walk of Looped today and I thought I'd take you with me. Okay, so it's a very different type of video, but one that works really well. Georgia says, do stories just disappear though? Yes, stories do disappear. However, they disappear after 24 hours. However, people tune in for the real-time story. It's a different dynamic than a pre-recorded video. It's actually following you on your journey. Anyone who's on Instagram and who follows people, particularly on stories on that channel, will recognize that those who have a really successful account show up and just have a conversation with their followers. Facebook have also said that it's a great way to increase your engagement rate. See here, this engagement rate that's so tough. Stories is a great way to do it. Facebook is probably the most valuable social network in bringing traffic to your website, believe it or not. And so when we get into Google Analytics, we're going to have a look at where you can get that number. So you want to put a number on this. I want to get 30% of all my traffic on my website from Facebook. If you're spending a lot of time on Facebook and you think you're not getting a return, then you have to look at your numbers. But Facebook is a great driver of traffic to your website. So put a number on that. Obviously, what I would do is I would do a Facebook audit first and then see where you are currently, and then you choose your numbers. Behavior. So this is where maybe you're going to invest advertising based on people's behavior on the platform. So you might say something like, I'm going to invest 500 euro per quarter in targeted Facebook advertising to deliver a 2% click-through rate. So that simply means that you're going to try and get maybe 10,000 people to see your ad and then get, you know, 500 to click on your landing page. Remember, we spoke about landing pages and we spoke about how you would get people to convert. And that's called a click-through rate. When somebody is starting on a social network, they're clicking on a link and they're coming to your website. So again, it's all about bringing people down our digital marketing funnel and getting them to engage with us. And at the end, that there's some sort of monetary win for us, or if not, maybe just an email address. So then you might put a revenue target. Like if you are serious about using Facebook for your business, why wouldn't we put a money number on it? Some of you might be doing that already, and we have Shopify later on. But put a money number on it, because otherwise, again, we're working off a hope strategy. And then finally, content. Maybe consider launching an exclusive content series to build an email list. And maybe you want to get 250 emails per month. So you might have a Facebook Live every Friday where you have baking tips. And on the back of your live stream, you ask people to go to your website and they can download the recipe and they can watch the video replay in exchange for their email address. So again, we're going into Facebook with purpose, with a business mindset, with a growth mindset, and we're looking for results. So into chat here, now that you have had a look at goals and KPIs, which of these resonate with you? choose three goals from that list, or if you have other goals, put them in. Okay, Robert says grow, and then you're going to put a number against it, Robert, right? So have a look at how many followers you have, and in 12 months' time, how many followers do you want to have, and figure out the percentage. Always put a KPI beside your goals. So John says an engagement rate of 1%, traffic 30%, and 10 emails per month. So 10 might seem quite low, but the nature of John's business, it's about, you know, capacity. It's not about hundreds or thousands of clients. It's actually about a small number. So yeah, Deirdre says grow email list of qualified customers, followers, supporters of your artwork. Yeah, that's a brilliant goal. Now, Deirdre, what I want you to do is I need you to put your KPI beside that goal. How many email addresses every month? Put a number on it. And even in the first month, if you put down 20, but you get three, then the next month you can say, well, now I want to get to six. Okay. And then you grow. Grania says regular, consistent content. Grow followers by 2,000 in the next year. One Facebook Live per month, one competition per quarter. Excellent. Okay, amazing. So these are now tactics that are going to help you achieve your goals, the Facebook Live and the competition. Kim says, launch exclusive content to generate new subscribers. 100 a month would be fab. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to try and get you to achieve your goals, okay? So write down your goals. Write down your goals, keep them safe. Tiernan, become active on Facebook again and hopefully not spam my friends. Okay, right. Okay, so great. That's the thing about Facebook, right? Sometimes your family and friends are there, but they're never going to be our clients. Martin, watch engagement and grow. Okay, so put your KPIs. We all need to put the numbers beside it. Otherwise, we don't really know if we're successful or not. Mags, watch 5 videos per month. 2% click-through rate and content. Okay, so again, put your KPI against your content. What result do you want to get? Sheila says grow at least 15%, engage 1-2%, traffic 30-35%, and website traffic with sign up a great email address is brilliant. Sheila Blana says grow by 10%, traffic 20%, content, become active on social media, webs only on website at the moment. Okay, great. Let's see, you guys are on fire this morning. Robert, thank you, Robert. You put your KPIs on it. Grow by 20%. A 5% engagement rate. Well, I tell you what, if you get a 5% engagement rate, you're going to go straight to the top of that class. Watch 1,000 video views per month. Look, so I use regular phishing reports to grow the audience. And then if I have availability coming up, I look to sell spaces and people. Okay. Put some numbers around those, how many people will view your phishing report. You could probably see reach and impressions already in your insights. Maybe try and grow that. And then put a number on your capacity to sell. Regina says, for a brand new business, would the targets be different? Well, they would, because you'd be starting off. You don't really have any benchmark to go from. So for grow, Martina, for your new business, you would say to have maybe 2,000 followers in the first year, to have an engagement rate of 1%, and then you can go through. And obviously, you can look at your numbers at the end of every month. And if you were too ambitious, don't be afraid to bring them down. I would far rather if you set out with low numbers and achieve them and then increase them, then have really ambitious numbers, be so far away from achieving them, and then getting a little bit disheartened. Anya says, get more active on Facebook, being fairly slack recently. Well, hey, this will inspire and motivate you, right? And taking it one step at a time. Look, number seven people. That's your magic number. Brilliant. Mark, grow 500 more followers in the next year. Very good. Sive, increased engagement would be great. We'll aim for 1%. Treya says, 4 videos a month to grow a qualified audience and bring them directly to your website. Brilliant. So give me a number on website traffic. And then Mark says, increased engagement, 1%. Brilliant. That is brilliant, guys. Now, next thing we are going to do is we are going to take a nosy around some Facebook pages, and we are going to begin to understand how Facebook pages that are high performing get the results that they do. So what I want you to do now is, and when we get to your mentoring, when we get to your mentoring stage, guys, you are going to get all of the data for your social networks from me. So what I'm doing now, I am going to do for you. Okay. So in chat, what I want you to do is I want you to think about a Facebook page that is in the exact same line of business as you. So if you're a community radio station, give me a community radio station somewhere else. Let's not try and pick a business that's next door to us. Let's pick a business that's maybe, you know, in another county or in another country. Okay, so let's just not choose businesses that are on our doorstep. Think about a business that is in the exact same line of work as you. Find their Facebook page, and we're going to have a look. Okay, this is exciting. So I am going to use, can you see my screen? Can you see Fan Page Karma here? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So the first one I'm going to put in here from Sive is Connemara. And let's try and find them. Here we are here. Let me see if I've got any more in chat. Okay, put your Facebook page into chat and I will find it. Think about the business and we're going to have an audit. So think about your business. Think about somebody who's in the same line of work as you. Find their Facebook page. Give me the name of their Facebook page. I only have one so far. Okay.
Is it a bad sign, Joanne, that we haven't been looking at other people's Facebook page? Are we too busy, or are we not busy enough?
Yeah, doing a competitor analysis is always a great way to really see what people are doing and what's working for them. Claire Cass, let's see, Castlewood Heights B&B. Is that the exact name of their Facebook page, Mary? I need the exact name of their Facebook page.
Yes, it is. It is Joanne.
Okay. And is it a page?
It's a very successful one. They get a lot of traction. They're always putting up posts, you know.
Okay. Maybe you can do me a favor. If you can put in like the URL, copy and paste it in, that might help me.
Okay.
Dolphin Tours Mayo, is that the name of their page?
Sorry, Jean, no, wrong one.
Yeah, I can choose one of these here. There's Dolphin Tours. Let's just put this in. Killarney Glamping, okay. There we go. Great, Luke, thank you. Let me try this. It's Castlewood House Dingle. Castlewood House Dingle, okay. There we go. This is a great way to get ideas for our own content. A smart caregiver, okay. That's their website, Martina. I need their Facebook page. Maybe I'll find it. Here we go. Dingle Peninsula Tourism. So we're getting a nice range of businesses and organizations here, which is great. I can also do this for Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, as you can see. So let's see, Dingle Peninsula Tourism. There we go. Delphi Adventures. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Delphi Resort. Let's see. We also have PSC Accountants. So again, a nice range of business types. Is that the exact name of their Facebook page? Lana, you might just check for me.
Yeah.
It is. PSC Accountants.
PSC Accountants with an S, yeah.
No, can't find them. Definitely their name. Do you want to give me another accountancy firm?
Tax Assist. To be kind of a big old.
Yeah. Again, is it Tax Assist Ireland? Their Facebook
Yeah, possibly.
Tax Assist Accountants.
Tax Assist Ireland or check. Yeah, just look it up there now again. Tax Assist Accountants Ireland.
Yeah, we have to have the exact name. Tax Assist Accountants Ireland. So I guess for KPMG as well, it might be KPMG Ireland.
That's their global one. It's just Facebook. It's KPMG Global.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's look at that. So let's look at KPMG. There we go. Let's see who I'm missing here. Let's see. Irish Weddings and Bespoke Spirits. Atlantic Vows. Okay. Do you want, Grania, do you want me to add yours?
Yeah, you can if you want. I don't mind.
Well, I don't mind. Atlantic Vows. That the exact name of your page?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Okay, Irish. And Irish Weddings and Bespoke Ceremonies, that's the exact name of the page?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your patience, but this is worth doing.
No worries. Just that the and is just the...
Oh, the symbol. Kind
of symbol, if that's okay.
100%.
Do I have a typo? Says nothing found. Irish weddings and bespoke ceremonies. Is it Dick Max Brewhouse? Dingle it is, yep. The 12th Hotel. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, they've no and symbol there. Thanks, Grania. There we go. And one more here. Brilliant. And let's see what we come up with. Sure, I've got everyone. The Roadside Tavern. Which one am I looking for here? Heritage. Ooh. This was a long one. Let's see. Clare Castle and Ballyhay. Yeah. Can you give me the exact name of the page? Let's see. Teamwork music. Okay, one second. Okay. I'm gonna. Let's see if we can find them here. St. Ives fishing trips. Do. Can't see them here. Let's just choose this one. Okay, I'm going to go and have a look at what we can find. Thank you all so much for that. So the first thing that we want to check, is fans, right? Because fans and followers give us reach and impressions, the potential to meet, to reach as many people as possible. So I'm just going to click on fans here. And I almost like have a leaderboard, right? But they're all in different sectors. So we're not comparing like with like, and that's not the aim. But at the top of our sample leaderboard is KPMG with 357,000 fans, Killarney Glamping 36,000, Complete Weddings and Events 35,000, Delphi Resort 31, The 12, 20,000, Dingle Peninsula Tourism 16,000, Dolphin Tours 9.3, Finding Love, I think I had it that by accident, Castlewood House Dingle 5.8, Right Hook Fishing Charters 3.7, Connemara Community Radio 3,000, Dick Max Brewhouse in Dingle 1.2, Tax Assist Accountants Ireland 1,100, Smart Caregiver 852, Irish Weddings and Bespoke Ceremony 608, and Atlantic Vows 341. So that's the number of fans and followers that our competitors have. The next metric that we go to is engagement. And remember what I said, engagement is proof that your content is resonating, okay? And I said an excellent engagement rate is 1%. So let me go to engagement. And I'm going to click on engagement, and then it's going to bring those that have highest engagement to the top. And look at this. Castlewood House in Dingle has an engagement rate of 2.3%. I should point out that I am looking at a time period of the last 28 days. Okay, so this is the last 28 days. This is publicly available data. Amazing, 2.3%. Grania, look at your engagement rate, 1.1. You were at the bottom of our test leaderboard for fans and followers, but your engagement rate is 1.1%. So that tells me that you have a highly engaged audience. You've got content that's resonating emotionally. And so keep doing what you're doing. And we'll jump into these pages and to see what they're doing. Irish weddings and bespoke ceremonies have 0.82%. So just under 1%. That's really good. Dingle Peninsula Tourism, 0.81. Connemara Community Radio, 0.64. That's really good. Killarney Glamping, 0.42. Now, when I say 1% is excellent, like if you're achieving that or surpassing it, like that's amazing. But a very respectable engagement rate is coming up at around the 0.4 or 0.5%. Like that is good. The 12 Hotel, 0.34. Killarney Glamping, 0.42. Tax Assist Accountants Ireland, 0.21. And look at KPMG. For all their followers, their engagement rate is very, very poor. And we really want a good engagement rate. And I would much rather you build your following very organically and slowly and have better engagement rates. Because guess what? They're more likely to do business with you. They're more likely to respond to your call to action. So having 1,000 really engaged fans is far more valuable than 100,000 not. And that's the mindset that...
How do you know your own engagement rate? How do you figure out your own engagement rate, Joanne?
So if you wanted to manually do it, now I can do this for you and I'm going to do this for all of you. You can divide the total number of followers by the total number of reactions that you get in a 28-day period. So you'd have to count all the likes, the comments, the shares, the video views. So all the actions divided by the total number of followers.
Yeah, but on page insights, it gives you post engagements. Is that the same thing, is it?
So post engagement is individual posts, whereas what I'm looking at here is the overall page engagement rate.
So sorry, Joanne, was that divide the followers by?
The total number of reactions in, for example, a 28-day period, or even if you wanted to do like a 5-day period. But I am actually going to give you this analysis for all of you. John is putting the link to Fan Page Karma up here. This is an expensive piece of kit. John says free for a month for one Facebook account. The rest is quite expensive. Yeah. So if you want to go in, and what they'll probably do is they'll probably ask you for your credit card. So make sure you remember to cancel. Make sure you remember to cancel. Now, let's have it. So engagement rate is, this is the average engagement rate for the page. Then let's have a look at post interaction. Okay. So post interaction then is the average number of interactions per post, which are likes, love, haha, you know, all those reactions, comments and shares on posts of a day in relation to the number of fans of the same day in the selected period. So if we go to post interaction and we click here, we see, Grania, that's you at the top again.
Right.
Good, isn't it?
I don't know how that is, but yeah.
Well, we're going to have a look at why that is. So Castlewood House Dingle 2.3, Killarney Glamping 2. So this is really good. These are Facebook pages that really are serving their audience, but their audience are responding to them. Fans and followers are kind of the same, Trey. Facebook is like on a roll to move fans and followers. They're essentially the same. When you like a page, you become a fan, and sometimes Facebook also lets you follow the page automatically. Okay, let's then have a look at the posts per day. Let's see how that's affecting engagement rates. So let's have a look at, let's see, number of posts. And that's cumulatively over the last 28 days. Okay, yeah, posts per day. Let's have a look, posts per day. So actually, Connemara Community Radio are the Facebook page that are posting most with 2.4. Saif, what I would say to you is I work with the commercial radio sector in Ireland. So that is not community sector and it's not RT, it's everybody else in between. And what I have found is because Facebook is the biggest driver of web traffic to radio stations, they actually have the capacity to post more without impacting their engagement rate because people go to Facebook for news. News is one of the biggest reasons why people are using Facebook. Castlewood House Dingle, one post per day. The 12 Hotel, one post per day. Dingle Peninsula Tourism, just under a post per day. So a post per day seems to be optimum for these accounts. And let's see where you are. Yeah, so you're posting, let me see, maybe you're posting, what, 3 times a week, Rania?
Right, but yeah, kind of.
Okay. I guess what you've learned today is that your audience are responding when you do post.
Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. So which Facebook page do we want to go into? Let's go into Castlewood House Dingle because they are doing a remarkable job of their content. Just bringing up the data, okay? So here is their top post in the last 28 days. It was posted on October 7th and they shared a picture. And here's the story that goes with it. This lovely couple, Annie and Owen, who just stayed with us, have just finished their 3-month stay on the Great Blasket Islands, where they worked as caretakers for the holiday cottages. They were the couple chosen by Billy and Alice at Great Blasket Island. So they've tagged that page. From over 4,000 applicants to have the chance of a lifetime and come to work for them, looking after their 3 original islanders. Okay, so we know this couple, right? This is quite a big story on the news and on social media. But what a really nice story to let us know that they're leaving and their job is done, essentially. The weakest post in the last 28 days was a web link, okay? So it got 10 likes, 2 comments, 2 love hearts, 1 share and 1 comment. There's one caveat to this. Often you'll find that web links will get least reaction on Facebook, okay? Like here, and it's coming up as the weakest post. However, this is not the full story because in Google Analytics, maybe this post brought 50 web sessions to their website. Okay. And let's say over a 28-day period, if you post 10 web links, that might result in 5,000 or 500 unique sessions to your website. Okay. So when we're looking at link clicks, we have to go to Google Analytics to understand that. When we get to metrics, I'm going to bring in another guest expert to show you how you can look at all your digital data on one single dashboard. The next post, as we begin the first day of lockdown 2, our lovely little town is quiet and peaceful. We would like to thank everyone that came to visit us since the 29th of June. We were blown away by the support. We will keep bringing you lovely memories from our peninsula and a few recipients that we will be testing for the next year, along with some shots from Castlewood House. For the next 6 weeks, be kind to you. What's really nice about that post is the conversational tone. You know, it's really nice, it's really human, and it really resonated, okay? Let's see what else, another picture. And again, they clearly have a tone going on, a tone of voice going on and a consistency in it. Just wanted to post a nice memory of a lovely summer's day in Dingle. This is nostalgia marketing, right? The Dingle memory for today. So this is a content feature. The Dingle memory for today from Castlewood House. So this is something that they do regularly. Okay. A Castlewood House memory. Today, Dunquin Pier. So these are kind of working really well for them. And you can see here, their weakest posts are web links. However, I would like to have a look at their analytics. Let's have a look if they're doing any video. They've had 4 videos in the last, and I actually think they're sharing it. I'm not sure it's their own. Let's have a look. So predominantly it's photo posts that are getting them their engagement with a nice conversational tone and talking about their locality and really talking to their community.
Sorry, Joanne, to interrupt. When you said they were sharing something, is it, I've always believed that it's weaker to share somebody else's posts on your page. It's better to have your own generated post. Is that right?
Yeah, it really is better to have your own video to upload. But this, let me have a look. This is the one I'm looking at. And this is their own video. Look, that isn't shared. So they shared a video, but when I clicked in, I can see it's this one and that's uploaded directly. And that guy's just seems to be a vertical shot or a portrait shot on a mobile phone of how many seconds? 37. Watch it again. We could all do that, right? There's no production effort in that. 10 shares, 21 comments, and 130 likes. Nice, right? And let's see what they wrote. We wish you could be here to see and hear this, a wild and windy Clogher beach on our beautiful Dingle Peninsula today. It's time to enjoy the simple things of nature around us and to look forward to better days ahead where all our friends around the world can return to our peninsula again. But for now, this is for you. So this, a couple of things there. They've shot a video on their phone. They're tapping into what's a trending conversation. The trending conversation is clearly the fact that Ireland is in lockdown without them even expressly mentioning it. They're talking to the community, wish you could be here again. This is for you. Okay, so talking to their community talking about nature and selling the peninsula. So again, not very aggressive marketing. It's not sales speak. It's just very, very conversational. Mark says, are there trigger words to increase engagement? Community seems to be a big one. I saw a hairdressing salon on news refer to customers as a community and it resonated with me. So when we talk about our followers or our fans on social, Mark, we do describe them as community. And that is a nice word. Obviously, you guys understand community in terms of your place and your people, but that also can be extended to the online world as well. So yeah, talking about your community is a nice way to describe them, you know, as opposed to customers. So if it feels natural to you and it said it resonated with you, then certainly use it. So what we can learn from our numbers is our content resonating? Do we need to post more? I, from looking at Grania's number, I'd be saying to Grania, post a little bit more, Grania. I think that your community are responding when you do, and maybe there's more opportunity to do it. So when we get to your own digital marketing strategies, we will be doing your full social media audit over Facebook, over Instagram, and if there's other channels that you have too. But understand your numbers. That is really, really important. Any other questions on that?
I just have a quick question.
Yes.
When you're putting a post on Instagram, you have the option to share to Facebook. Should you be changing your posts for the different social media sites, or is it still okay to use the same post on both? And then the second part is the hashtags. I know I use the hashtags on Instagram, but then I'm automatically just using them on Facebook. And is there a need, or should I just stop?
So two great questions. The first question about sharing from Instagram to Facebook, it does allow it, and actually sharing from Instagram to Facebook feels natural. But the answer to your question is all in testing it, Grania. So what I'd like you to do maybe over the next week is do two posts. post one on Instagram and share it to Facebook from there. And then a couple of days later, do a second post, not the exact same one, but something very similar, but post it directly to Facebook on its own and then have a look at the numbers.
Okay.
So that you always know what works by looking at the numbers. Second part of your question in relation to hashtags, Facebook now support hashtags. On Instagram, we know we can post up to 30. You do not need that many on Facebook. I would really be posting one core hashtag on Facebook. And if you don't have a branded hashtag right now, then you should have one. And even using like your own business name, like Atlantic Vows, or hashtag weddings, because you can now follow hashtags on Facebook, and using a hashtag, a topical hashtag that relates to what you're saying in that post, means that if somebody's following at the weddings hashtag or wedding organizer hashtag, it means that your content will then more likely be shared to somebody who's interested in it. And that's exactly how LinkedIn use them. So definitely recommend it on Facebook, but be more strategic. Use one that relates exactly to what you're talking about.
Okay, thanks.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? Another one in chat. Mag says, is it okay to share posts? As in, when I put up a post, I often share it to other pages, like the Carriga Holt Facebook page. That's absolutely fine, Mags. Are they allowing you to share it? Do you DM them? Oh, you're managing those pages, right?
Yeah.
So you're a manager on other pages and you're sharing it. If it's relevant, it is okay. Martin says, should you keep your business and personal Facebook separate? Well, the rules of Facebook state that in order to have a Facebook page, you must have a Facebook profile. So the correct way to use Facebook is to set up the page using your personal profile and then accessing the page that way. Sometimes, like, I would post like business stuff on my personal profile just because, but really your business page is there to promote your business. But if you feel you have friends who potentially could be customers, then that's okay as well. Anyone else?
The video content, would you recommend, how many videos would you recommend to put on Facebook, and how many should be on your own webpage and reference from Facebook?
So in terms of video, I would say start by thinking about what is the purpose of your video. What I would really love to see you guys doing is a video series, okay? So showing up, turning it into a content feature. So almost like, do you know your loop head? That could be a content feature, and that could be a video on a Friday, or it could be, did you know about X? And that could happen every Monday. So I would start with one a week and I would have a look at my metrics. If you're more ambitious, maybe go for two a week, but keep them at the same time and try and build that consistency and then look at your numbers. If some people actually would have a strategy and say 90% or 50% or 75% of my content is going to be video. And then you have to look at your numbers. What would be really useful for me now, and I can start doing this, if it's a thing that you'd really like your Facebook audits this side of Christmas, I will do it for you. If somebody would kindly send me a list of all your Facebook pages, I don't know, what's the easiest way to do that? If I got every Facebook page from this group, what's your suggestions to me? And I'll put them into Fanpage Karma for you. And I'll export them. If that's something that you want, I can do that for you over the next, just give me like a week or 2 weeks to do it for you.
When we're sending our information to John on our paragraphs, maybe we could include our social medias there, and that could be put on the hub for everybody.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Okay. And when I get that, then I will start compiling the data and I will give you all your own report. Okay. Treya says, should you upload your video direct to Facebook or share from YouTube or video? What gets best engagement? 100% upload it directly to video or to Facebook. 100%. Okay, great. Let me give you a break. You've earned it. We have Michelle joining us at 11 a.m. Mary says, if you're using music on Facebook, what is the position with copyright? You're going to have problems, Mary. You need to have the rights to the music on Facebook. Might be a nice question for Nolig and Matt in terms of free music sites to get free music.
Nolig, do you remember when we were making the videos and we were editing them, they were showing us how to add music to the video?
Yeah, I wasn't in that training.
I don't know if Mary was. Mary.
Oh, sorry, you're answering Mary. Great.
Yeah, and the other thing there, so there were the videos that are free with Filmora, the music that comes with Filmora, and the other thing is Max Keen, and we're playing with the idea of having a whole pile of Loophead music musicians.
Ooh.
Who would actually allow their music to be used and then, you know, promoted.
Wow, that's a super idea. Super idea.
So maybe Max, we have the chat again shortly, but it'd be a great way to promote local musicians.
Wow, I love it. Okay, go and have a break. We're going to come back and look at Creator Studio and how you can schedule your videos as live and have a look around there. And don't forget, when you're having your tea, don't forget the how-to video series. If there's something that you want to know about Facebook in terms of how-to, put them in here.
We're back at 10:35, Joanna.
Yeah, 10:35. And I'll pause the recording. And you can turn off your camera and put yourself on mute. Okay, so Sheila has put a how-to video request in chat, as has Luke. So thank you for those. And I will get those added. John says, is there a way of getting the data fan page Karma uses from viewing your own page? Not as in depth, I'm afraid. This is the value of some of these other tools. But I'll do the first initial look back for 28 days to give you a feel for it. And then actually what we might do is we might do another review in 2021. So let's say if you're putting into action what you're learning on this course on social, and I'm getting your metrics, how about then maybe in February 2021, we do another review and see if your metrics are up. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Right, let's jump into Creator Studio on Facebook. Anyone use Creator Studio?
Yes, I do, for Loophead.
Do you like it, Kim?
I'm getting used to it. I still haven't got round to scheduling because it's very difficult to schedule anything at the moment, obviously, with everything keeps moving all the time. Trying to promote things that possibly aren't going to be there. So, yeah, I mean, they seem to like it for video. I put one up this morning and they seem to prefer to shove you into Creator Studio when you want to launch a video.
Yeah.
So, and I'm learning, and especially the new, it's all changed a bit, and it's
the desktop layout has changed completely.
I'm getting it.
Yeah.
And every day.
And that's it. Practice makes perfect. We have to jump on and to understand how to do it. Yeah. But I want you to show you Creator Studio in particular, because what it allows you to do, as Kim says, is to schedule content and also schedule video content. And because you're putting so much effort into your video content and you might have video sooner rather than later, I thought it would be very useful to kind of complement that with showing you how to optimize it on Facebook. And Deirdre also wants to know how to schedule a live stream that isn't actually live. So we're going to go to our Facebook page. I'm on desktop and I'm looking for publishing tools. Okay. And then that will bring me into Creator Studio. That's why I have other tabs open just in case. It's slow loading. Here we go. Here we go. So within Creator Studio, you can see all the posts that you've published. You can also schedule your posts here. So if you want to be a bit more organized and plan your content to look ahead, then that's a really good idea. And under tools, then we're going to look to Creator Studio. And what we're going to do is we're going to upload a video and we're going to really optimize it and get the most out of it. So you can see here when I'm brought to Creator Studio, this is my home dashboard. I can post something here and I can schedule it. I can also add a story onto Facebook from desktop. However, there's something just that doesn't feel quite right about creating stories on desktop. My advice to you would be to leverage Instagram for stories and to cross post to your Facebook page. I think that is far more valuable. The features that you have to create stories on desktop on Facebook aren't as exciting or as creative as Instagram stories. So what we're going to do is we're going to create stories on Instagram and we're going to cross post them to our Facebook page. Okay, so we're going to do that when we get to Instagram. What's really important here about video is that we're going to really take into consideration the best practice that Facebook advises around publishing video on our platforms. All of the videos that I create are really just done on my phone, and they're usually like short pieces to camera with a bit of commentary, a bit of opinion, or a bit of how-to information. So never underestimate what you can do on your phone. Remember that guest house in Dingle that we looked at, and they give us 37 seconds off the coastline and off the wilds of the sea. We can all do that. So I'm going to go to upload video, but I've done one already because it will take ages to upload. So I clicked upload here. I found my video and it's going to sit here. Now, what you really want to do is you want to make sure that you're completing all of the title and description boxes that you are faced with in Creator Studio. Don't be daunted by them. Again, think about what would really get the public to engage. So always give your video a title. Okay, so this one, for example, how to master social media. Then I'm going to describe it. So
and this is worth pointing out that this is what they see on the Facebook page. This is the post, isn't it?
This is exactly it. Yeah. But we're preparing it here, okay? Okay, so I'm going to add my hashtag. You can see here. So Facebook is now telling me how many people have used the hashtag. Okay, so 8.2 million for social media, 293,000 for social media tips. And then if I put in marketing, 2.9 million. Okay, so I'm going to use my hashtag there. Okay, and I'm using one topical hashtag that actually relates to the content that I'm sharing. And I'm not going to overdo it with a load. So,
Joanne, sorry, can I ask a question here? Can I?
Sure.
Yeah. So I know you're doing it on desktop. I just know that a lot of us are kind of touristy and out and about and that sort of thing, and would use our phones for doing almost everything. Now, I do use desktop maybe for if I'm creating an audience or something like that for a page. But is any of this possible on your phone at all, or is it all you basically have to go to your desktop to do all this sort of stuff?
Yeah, to add captions and to schedule, you need to go to your desktop. But don't then, you don't always have to go to your desktop, because on the fly, shooting is absolutely fine as well. Like taking the video in the moment and wanting to post it, that's absolutely fine. Make sure that you have a really good description. Make sure that you add your hashtag. Maybe if you want to check in your location, if it's a touristy video, make sure that you do that. Or if you want to add how you're feeling, add that. But you won't get all those features on mobile.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, just in the summertime, I see you, next impossible to get near the desktop, I find. But anyway, look.
Sure.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thanks.
Sheila says she's using leader.com for scheduling, but to schedule any videos, you need to sign up for a paid subscription. Yeah. Deirdre, you go into Creator Studio through your page. Okay, so you can see here, I go to my page, I go to Publishing Tools, I go to Creator Studio, and that's how I got there. So I'm going to add how I'm feeling. I'm feeling excited, okay? And then I'm going to add some keywords, okay? So I can browse tags. So maybe we'll go into education and learning. Sometimes their categories and their subcategories aren't great.
So is it worth trying to start your own categories and build them up?
You can also add your own categories or your own tags here. Yeah. So there's social media. Okay, so you can add your own, and the tags relate to the content, okay? So don't go mad on the tags and try and catch all. Everything that we do is done with focus, okay? That's really important. So I've added a couple of tags there, and I'm going to select my language for my video, and it's English. So I've got the first part done. I've created the post, okay? And now I can click here. So I've got the video details done. And here I can go to thumbnail. So you probably learned already that a thumbnail is a still from your video. It's a featured image that shows before somebody presses play. So what Facebook has done is Facebook has auto-generated 10 possible thumbnails for my video that I can use. And you all know when you're talking, sometimes it stops with your mouth open. But I'm going to choose this one because my mouth is closed. You can actually also upload a custom image. So you might have designed an image in Canva. However, the one piece of advice that I'd give you here is a still of a movement shot, whether it's a person talking or if it's a landscape shot, will capture the imagination better and kind of entice more people to click and to watch the video, okay? So I've chosen my thumbnail here, and now I'm going down to subtitles and captions. There are three options here to add captions. As we know on social media, 85% of videos are watched with sound off, apart from YouTube, where 85% of videos are watched with sound on. So adding captions is really, really important. It's considered best practice. So there's a number of ways to do it. We can ask Facebook to auto-generate our caption, so they will pick up what's being said in the video, and then you can edit it. The second way is that you can upload what's called an SRT file. Now, where I get my SRT files is I get them from rev.com. This is a paid for service. It's entirely up to you. You can also add your captions yourself. If you've already written a script and you're doing a piece to camera, then you know you have them there. So you can auto-generate, you can upload them, or you can write them. I'm going to auto-generate in this case. Who at the moment is adding captions to their videos as normal? Captions are subtitles. This is Great. So, Facebook has all of my captions. Have a look. Okay, so this is where you can. Something like Central Marketing Institute and take our professional diploma in associate government sector top benefits. We're intending to go for promotion. This diploma will help careers. Governments need to hold faith and the spread of misinformation. And finally, Facebook ad capturing the asset. You certainly will need to go and view and edit. And as you can see, video moving ability here to actually watch what was saying on screen, but to edit and any on that. It's definitely worth trying. It's definitely worth the next video that you have ready. I mean, maybe there are only 4 months. Do a nice short video, upload it. I'm going to say the other thing that you can do is you can create a poll halfway or indeed anyway through a video. So I'm going to add here, want to learn more. Yes, please. No, thanks. And I want to start this poll. My video, remember, is only 40 seconds. And so what I'm going to do, put it in 2 seconds. And results on the published, and that will just go to me. So I can follow up with people, right? They've answered my poll. It's an opportunity for me to get them and say, hey, you asked my poll, here's the link to learn more. And I'm trying to encourage you to come. So actually, you'll go live. There's a number of publishing options. I can publish the video right now, and that will go straight to my page with the post and the text that I've already created. I can premiere it, and this is the option that you're looking for. So if you want to introduce a new content series where you're going to go live to your community once a week or once a month, and you're a bit nervous about going live, and we're going to try and go live together, right? You can actually premiere it. So premiering means that it's going to go out at a particular time, at a particular day. So I'm going to put that out today, and I'm going to put that out at 8:52 p.m., okay? And what it's going to do is that Facebook is actually going to publish what's called an announcement post right now on my page, and it's going to say Public Sector Marketing Pros is going to go live at 8:52 p.m. tonight, okay? And then when it comes to 8:52, it will actually show the live button on screen and it will play your video. Now, my video is quite short, right? It's probably not the ideal type of video. to use to go live. It would be better if I had a longer one and I was kind of engaging in conversation. But it's a really good strategy to try and allow you to plan and to prepare your content. Okay, so some of you said that the it was freezing. Am I back again?
Yes.
Thank you, Martina. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to schedule this as a premiere. If I didn't want this to go out as a premiere, as a live, I simply use the schedule button, okay? A premiere means that people think it's live. They will post a live notification on it. It will also notify all your fans who are on Facebook that Public Sector Marketing Pros has gone live. So there's quite a number of benefits to premiering it, but I'm just going to schedule it for now. And I hit schedule, and there it goes. Okay, so there you go. I've got a notification to say that my video is going out at 6:54 p.m. tonight. Is this a feature that you're going to use? Yeah. Says, yes, for sure, says Grania. Martin, yes, for sure. Kim, yes. Sive, yes. It's really good. And what I really want you to do, guys, is I want to start you to start thinking about scheduling your content, the content that will matter, the little content features that you can introduce into your Facebook marketing. And remember, as we go to Instagram as well, you know, there might be you creating one video, it goes on Facebook Watch, but then you can use it for IGTV. So we're going to become much, much smarter at our content producer production. Sheila says she likes the subtitles. It's really good. Okay. Fantastic. So we're coming up to 11 p.m. And what I want to do is I want to bring Michelle into the room. So let me just get her slide here. And remember, don't forget, if there's a how-to that you want for the Learning Hub, put it in chat to me. You've got another hour and a half to think of one, and we'll be continuing with Facebook next week as well. And I will let Michelle in.
Hello there.
Hi there.
How are you?